We're all invited to join the Green Hope Project kickoff on April 17th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with workshops throughout the months of April and May. This also includes their famed Trash to Treasure Award ceremony with special guests Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, Michael Reynolds, and Ellen Smythe. Here to tell us more about all of it is Candy Prince. Welcome back to State of the Arts.
Hey, hey, nice to see you again.
It's always good to see you, and you're always up to something, and this is no different. It's a lot of something.
Yeah, it's always a lot of something in it.
So tell us about it, because you're going to kick off on the 17th, but then that's just the beginning of everything else.
Yes. What we've had in the past is the Trash to Treasure series. So this is our fifth annual recycled art exhibition / award ceremony. But what has happened is our nonprofit Green Hope Project, our mission is always about art, education, and environmentalism. So what's happening is the art component has been merging with the environmental component even more than just recycled art. So it's turning into a full-blown environmental summit. And so the Trash to Treasure is a very important piece to the summit, but it's not the only thing going on. And so now we've got a lot of eco groups that have partnered with us, a lot of science and environmental educators that are, and a lot of amazing groups that have partnered with us to fill the gap of what our nonprofit was lacking. So we've got a strong art and education background, but we needed those environmental people to come into the mix. And so, yeah, now we're having the kickoff April 17th. And so not only will that be the introduction to a bunch of environmental workshops, but it will be the award ceremony for Trash to Treasure as well.
So for you, what is the tie between environmentalism and art? And like, why is it important to bring them together?
Well, because for one, there's power in art. So as artists, we have the ability without words most of the time to convey something. And so, I mean, we're going through a lot of environmental issues because, I mean, we're progressing and, you know, it's like kind of a wasteful one-use plastic kind of culture. And it's just at a tipping point. I don't think our planet can take that anymore. So what better voice to have than through the artists to bring that attention, because art is emotion. And I think people make change with emotion. And then secondly, just even as an artist creating, I think we need to be aware of the materials that we're choosing to use and what kind of effect they're having on the environment.
And I mean, you did that so beautifully when you started with the Trash to Treasure show, but that was just one piece of your vision. Yes. And so now the master plan is unfolding. Will you give us a little bit more insight as to what's to come and where you're going? I mean, you definitely said you're bringing more of the environmentalism side in there, but tell us the depth. Like, what are we getting into here?
Obviously, we're going to continue Trash to Treasure every year because I love that it hits elementary, middle, high school, and adult. And we give out over $1,500 of awards for that. And it's just every year, it just seems like they top the previous year. And I'm just like, how do they come up with these ideas, you know? And so we'll continue with that. But so the really cool thing about merging those two worlds is that with the environmental summit, obviously, we're dealing with COVID right now, so it's not in person. We've got the kickoff event April 17th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And we're going to hear a couple words from the Congresswoman, Veronica Escobar. And we're going to hear a couple words from Ellen Smythe, who's with the Environmental Services Department. But we're super excited about Michael Reynolds coming. He is an architect. Talk about merging art and environmentalism. He's an architect that in the 70s started building the Earthships. And for those of you who are listening and you have no idea what an Earthship is, go Google it. It's insane. They take trash and build houses. And so the inner linings of the walls are built with tires rather than them ending up in landfills, wine bottles, aluminum cans, you know, just a lot of stuff for insulation. So they can almost be completely off the grid. So it's incredible. And they do a lot of artistic elements to these houses. They almost look like hobbit homes built into the ground halfway. And so he's all about conservation. And so we're so lucky that he's agreed to come. And so he's going to speak at the kickoff as well. So we'll have the Congresswoman, Environmental Services Department, and then Michael Reynolds. And then we'll do the award ceremony for Trash to Treasure. But it's super important that if you're interested in any part of this, that you do tune in, because we're going to have not only prize giveaways from some of the nurseries, Sierra Vista growers, just tons of stuff, artwork from local artists, but we're going to announce an essay contest. you write an essay about why you want to go to the Earthship Academy in Taos for 4 weeks.
Yes.
And we build one. We will send the winner to Taos to learn how to build that, under the condition that when they come back, they do some presentations and tell El Pasoans what they learned.
Oh my gosh, what a great opportunity. So is this open to all ages? Well, okay, let's go back to the Earthships before we talk about who can do this.
Okay.
They are beautiful. You're right. To me, like, I get this Gaudi vibe. So,
yes, you know, very mosaic-like, yeah.
Super. And they really think about the design as they're creating them. But then to see the actual ecosystem alive in a living, breathing shelter, they don't mess around.
No, they don't. It's hardcore, guys. It's not just a trash house. Check it out.
It's not a shanty town. It's not a trash house. I mean, and if you have the opportunity to go up to Taos to visit them.
And you can. They do Airbnb.
You can stay in one. That's true. That's
so
true.
Yeah, we stayed in the Phoenix, one of the bigger ones.
Did you love it?
Oh, my God. It was just like, I don't want to leave. Like, there was living birds inside the greenhouse area. There was fish. It was just, I was like, oh, I'm so in tune with nature right now.
So cool. Okay, so back to the essay. Now that we've established that Earthships are the coolest.
Yes.
Back to the essay. I mean, can I write one? Are you 12 years old? How does it work?
Yep. So, I mean, obviously you'd have to be old enough to be able to go to the academy. And so I'm assuming that their criteria is maybe 18 or older. And so we'll give all the details at the kickoff on the 17th. But really, if you are that interested, you could always go to our website and we'll have the application there with all the criteria to apply. And that would be www.greenhopeproject.org. And anybody can apply. Anybody from the El Paso region. And so we'll send somebody. And so we'll be reviewing those essays. We'll give a window for people to write. Now, the cool thing is, if you're like, I want to do it, but I kind of don't know what I'm getting in for. Like, what is this? At the kickoff, it's just the kickoff, right? So a little snippet of Michael Reynolds speaking. But what's happening throughout the rest of April and May is there's multiple workshops going on about, you know, composting, solar cooking. Michael Reynolds will do an hour and a half workshop in depth about the Earthships. Four of his people that work in the Earthship community will do workshops, and one will specifically be for those that want to do the essay. It'll be like, okay, here's what you would be signing up for. And then they'll go through it. And so it's the academy where you'd be staying, what you'll be doing. You'll be participating in a build, horticulture, carpentry from the ground up, what you do. And so, yeah, we'll give you more information so you're not so lost.
What an amazing opportunity.
For sure. I mean, if I could go away and do it, I would, but, you know.
So how did you cook that up? Did you just say, hey, Michael Reynolds,
pretty much. When we went there, the board, Green Hope Project board, went to stay there just to see what it was all about. And we were like, this is amazing. And then we met the people there. And then, you know, we went out to dinner and talked, you know, with a lot of the people that work there. And we were like, hey, can you hook us up with some sort of a discount? We want to send our El Paso people your way. And they're like, yeah, we'll hook you up with a discount. Let's send some people to the academy. And we thought, it's just a door opening. So who knows where it may go.
So beautiful. And talk about art and environmentalism.
Heck yeah.
I mean, on the mega scale.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm really looking forward to those workshops because I want to get a little bit more detailed information about some of this stuff. But like I said, there's going to be 38 other workshops on environmental stuff throughout all of April and May. And the full calendar will be on our website. Tune into the kickoff event. We'll give you that master calendar as well where you can register. Some of the workshops are actually in person. You can go to hikes, guided hikes, Franklin Mountain State Park. And most of them are virtual, though.
But that's beautiful. I mean, you figured it out. I remember this time, well, I don't know if it was this time last year, but Trash to Treasure went virtual and you figured it out.
Yeah, we're like, we are not canceling this event.
How was that, by the way? How did that go? I don't think we've checked in since.
It was amazing. It was so amazing. It blows my mind that we thought, well, nobody's going to come and nobody's going to tune in online. And we had over 600 people for the award ceremony online. I was like, you know what? There's a need for it right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's an outlet. I mean, gosh, you're stuck at home. For sure, you've got recycled stuff, right?
That's true. I'm so glad you guys stuck with it. And I mean, look at where you are now. I mean, again, not giving up, still virtual, and you're going to send somebody to build an Earthship.
Isn't that weird?
I love it. I love it. But, you know, it's so on brand for Candy Prince and everything that you put out there. Before we started recording, we were talking about how you put things out into the universe and, you know, they take time to come back, but they come back.
Yeah, they do. Yep. I'm so grateful for everybody who's been a part of the Environmental Summit Committee that's helped. And just, it's been great. And TFCU and Environmental Services Department have been huge sponsors of this event. So we're super grateful. It helps.
It really does. I mean, we've seen you grow. I mean, we've been witness to it, and it's
just beautiful. Oh, baby, and there's more to come.
Yes. Okay. So is there anything that you've put out into the universe that you can kind of share that you don't want to jinx yourself on, but that you can say, we've got some things coming?
I got some things brewing. We got some things brewing. Yeah, we got a grant from NSHSS, and so it's for $10,000. And so we're using that money. And by the way, hey, I'll call if anybody's interested. Part of the money will go to writing environmental curriculum that will incorporate project-based stuff. So obviously, we're going to gear a lot of it towards the arts as far as the project-based part. But for the environmental content, we are seeking educators who would like to be paid to help us write curriculum. So again, go to our website if you're interested. We think educators should be paid for their knowledge, but we want to get some good stuff that would be free to the public for any discipline. And then a remaining portion of the funding is going to go towards bringing Bordalo the Second in. That trash artist from Lisbon, Portugal. Guys, look him up for real. He does this whole trash animal series. And so an amazing mural's coming our way. And then the last thing is precious plastic, where you grind up the plastics, you melt them, you mold inject them and turn them into other things as far reaching as jewelry, bricks to build, backsplash stuff, chairs, anything. And so thanks to Chris Bevins, he's helping us build those machines. So it's coming to life, guys. It's for real. I'm excited.
You're so cool, Candy Prince.
I don't know about that.
I mean, it is amazing. I mean, are you able to look back and reflect and be like, OMG? Like,
yes, actually, we've only officially, because, right, this started off with the high school students from El Dorado High School, like mm-hmm. 6 years ago with It's Your World Project. And then it morphed into the nonprofit Green Hope Project. And the board and I were sitting and talking. We're like, oh my gosh, we've only been an official nonprofit for a year and a half. And what have we done? So much. We've done so much.
Well, it's beautiful and amazing. And I thank you for doing it. And please continue to do it. Today, my guest has been Candy Prince. We've been talking about the Green Hope Project kickoff, which you really should attend, because if you heard this whole segment, all the information is going to be there. It happens on April 17th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And you can go to greenhopeproject.org to register and get all the information. Candy, thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.